Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Jay Hanselman. The midterm elections are over, even though some high-profile races around the country are yet to be decided. But analysis of the results is underway. WVXU politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning. Hello, Howard.
Good morning.
There are lots of talk about whether or not Ohio is now a red state instead of a swing state. Mm-hmm. And there's arguments on both sides of that debate. We heard that just a little bit ago. But what about Hamilton County? Is Hamilton County now a blue county?
I don't think there's any question about it, Jay, and I really don't get much argument out of Republican Party leaders here in Hamilton County about that. Look at the record. The last three presidential elections, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton won Hamilton County. Then you go to last Tuesday's election, where all of the statewide Democratic candidates for all the constitutional offices from governor on down lost, but they all won by very large or not considerably large numbers in Hamilton County. They took Hamilton County while the whole statewide ticket was going down in flames all around the state. And then, on top of that, you had the Democrats picking up judicial seats. They started out with one of six seats on the Ohio First District Court of Appeal. After Tuesday's election, they now have three. They have half of them. And they knocked off a couple of incumbent common pleas court judges as well. And then probably the most astounding of all is the Democratic County Commissioner elect Stephanie Summerall Dumas, who beat Chris Monzel, who has been a familiar figure on the political scene as a Republican for a long time.
Let's break a couple of those down.
Yeah.
When we talk about the success of the judicial candidates, now that happens with no party designations
right
on the ballot. How do we explain that?
It's good organization. It's better organization on the Democratic side than what you saw on the Republican side. The Democratic Party in Hamilton County had 200,000 sample ballot cards that they passed out at the polling places on Election Day. They had about 150 paid workers to stand outside the polling places and pass those sample ballots out, plus another 100, maybe 150 volunteers doing the same thing. And they were all doing this at Democratic precincts. And you would be amazed at how many people will use those cards. They take them with them, and they emphasized the judges and take them with them in the polling place and look at them and say, okay, these are the ones I want to vote for. And clearly they did.
What about an explanation for Stephanie Dumas and her win over Republican Chris Monzel, who was pretty well known,
yeah,
had quite a bit of money, and still lost?
That's harder to explain because she had no money, and outside of some areas like Forest Park, where she used to be mayor, and Lincoln Heights, where she had a job in local government, she wasn't that well known. She upset the endorsed Democratic candidate in the primary. She really didn't have a very visible campaign, although she was out at a lot of events and that sort of thing, and didn't spend very much money except for yard signs. But I think there were two things going on, that Democrats in Hamilton County were voting the entire ticket. They were voting the entire Democratic ticket, and the fact that women candidates did so very well in this election in Hamilton County and elsewhere.
In just about 30 seconds, yes, how do the Republicans fight back?
There's not a whole lot they can do right now. The demographics are changing and keep changing. I think they're looking at hanging on to their municipal court seats and working the suburban communities and trying to hang on to suburban government. I think that's about all they can do right now.
WVXU politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. You can read his column and Tales from the Trail on our website, WVXU.org. Howard, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Thank you.